Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a special schus, the refuas chai ofeget chefege, bas michal yudis basya, sar shachole Israel, and also Elazar Menachem Mendel, ben Yael, and Ephraim ben Rus, besoch shaar chole Israel. We're going to be discussing a very interesting halachic question about reading newspapers, magazines, books on Shabbos. Very, very practical question. Very common. Now, not that the question is so common. I hear people asking it so much, but it should be, because what do people do in these? Now it's the winter, so we have those long Friday nights. You know, you could finish the meal at 7, 7.30, and what's a person going to do? Until 10, 11, 12, goes to sleep. And then during the summer, they have the long Shabbos afternoons. Shabbos can end 7, 8 o'clock. So what is a person doing all afternoon? So a great exchange of letters. I don't usually read other people's mail unless I'm given explicit permission. So here I was. It was published in the Yeshur and Torah Journal in 36 volume, amazing journal, one of the best around, if not the best, in our day. And it was a letter written to Rabbi Ribiat. Rabbi Ribiat is the author of the Sefer Lamentes Melachos, which is just an incredible Sefer on the 39 Melachos. I love reading that Sefer. It's like three volumes or four volumes. It's so clear, such a mechaya to read. Footnotes in the back. So this is the language of the She'ela asked to Rabbi Ribiat. Ra'iti b'sifro ha'chashuv lametet melachot b'chelek dalet amud 982. So I saw in the fourth volume of your, I would confirm then that it's four volumes, of your Lametes Melachos book on page 982. You wrote Shekasa v'zel l'shon. It's a book in English. Strictly speaking, however, pleasure reading is not forbidden. So the questioner wants to understand, is that really true? You're now allowed to do pleasure reading on Shabbos? You're allowed to read storybooks on Shabbos? You're allowed to read magazines on Shabbos? Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Zayin Tez Zayin. He writes there that you're now allowed to read Melitzos, Umishalim, Sichos Chulin, V'Sipuri Mulchamos. One is now allowed to read stories. Stories of war, mashals, parables, that's not Shabbos reading. The Chama says that it's aser if you read it in English, he says, in a foreign language. He says, Lashon HaKodesh Mutter. In Sifyot Zayin, the Mechaber brings the Machlokes Lashonim, if it's mutter to learn other Chochmas besides Torah and Shabbos, the Rajbis Matir, other Chochmas now like the Rambam, but that's Sifrei Chochma v'Limud. That's studying physics. But to read stories, to read in our day and age, what's the most common Shabbos afternoon reading material? Friday night reading material? I don't know. I don't go to so many people's houses for Shabbos. I'm usually in my own, Baruch Hashem. But I assume it's Mishpacha magazine. I once made a cheshbon, obviously I can't be sure, but there are more Jews who read Mishpacha magazine than there are who do Shnayim Mikravecha Targum. Right, because unfortunately not everybody does Shnayim Mikravecha Targum, and women certainly not in Chayv too, and they're reading Mishpacha, and there's quite a few men, unfortunately, who also aren't doing Shnayim Mikravecha Targum. I know a big rabbi once said he took a poll, unfortunately, it didn't come out so well, how to read the Shnayim Mikravecha Targum, but to read Mishpacha magazine, that people do. So this is not against Mishpacha magazine. The Shaila is it to be read on Shabbos? Of course, some people don't have other time to read it otherwise, but during the week he's so busy. That's the Shaila. So it seems from the Shulchan Aruch, you're now going to read. Mishnalitzos, Mishalim, Sichaschul, and Sipurim, Mochamas, Mazeh, Zeichav, Shalikro. All these things. The Mishnah Brura, Sivkan Samar Gimel, this is all from the questioner asking Rabbi Ribia. Obviously, I'm adding in some of my own commentary, but that's the question. Mishnah Brura brings about reading newspapers, Zeitung. Zeit is new, is time. So these newspapers, you're allowed to read them on Shabbos. That's the famous shaila. You're allowed to read newspapers on Shabbos. He brings the shvasyank of his makel. Umashma mipashtus dvarov, that the Mishnah is not so happy about this kula. A lot of achronim argue with the shvasyankiv. Also, the reason given is because you have to know what's going on. You know, maybe war is coming to town. So if that's the reason, then that's, you know, today you don't need the newspaper to find out what's going on. Everybody knows. Just ask anybody. Right? You don't have to open up a newspaper to find out what's going on. Everybody has. There's so many, like the Israel, they call them kavinayis. People call up and they find, Baruch Hashem, I haven't ever called such a number, but they have numbers. People call up, they give you the news. And then they have their various websites with the news. And I assume people get WhatsApps, and Baruch Hashem, I don't. WhatsApps and all these other things telling them what's going on. It's all so fast, you know, in a minute, everybody knows everything. So you don't really need on Shabbos to read the newspaper to find out, oh, maybe we're going to be attacked. Maybe America is going to be attacked by Australia. Who knows? You gotta stay at home, lock the door, triple lock the doors. You don't have to worry about that. If Australia is attacking America, I wouldn't recommend it, by the way. But in theory, if Australia is going to attack America, we'd find out about it. So so this is not it's very shvach ahead here to read newspapers on Shabbos. And also, you have the problem of business. Saying every newspaper and magazine today have business sections, and the business section isn't separate from the regular section, right? You have there are lots of articles on business, and saying what do the Panovitcher Rav say? The Panovitcher Rav said, "Ha'olam oimed al shloisha dvarim, ala kesef, ala kesef." That's what the world is interested in: geld, geld, and geld. So newspapers are going to be discussing things that you're not allowed to read on Shabbos, right in the middle, right? You know, it's not like there's a special section. They have, you know, the business section, maybe. The New York Times, I think, used to have, when I was a kid, I used to read it, the business section, once a week, maybe, once when we did have a science, when it's sports, when I was always my favorite day when they had a whole special section for sports. In any case, but today, the business articles are incorporated into the regular newspaper. So who says that's mutter to read that? And it's hard to understand the Mishnah Berurah, because it's mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch, melitzos and mishalim shel sichas chulin, but the reicheshek kagon sefer Emmanuel b'chein sefer Melachos also the gurus member Shabbos. Af b'chol asim mishum moshev leitzim, the person who publishes them is reading them is Machti the Rabbin, okay, is Mir. So how's it mutter to how's it mutter to read newspapers? That's not sichas chulin. Newspapers are filled with sichas chulin. So again, the Mishnah Berurah. Mr. Brewer was only matir newspapers based on the Shvus Yankiv. If I remember correctly, the Mishnah Brewer doesn't bring down the Shvus Yankiv. If I remember correctly, his heter is maybe it's going to be a mocham. Maybe they're coming to town. So for that, you don't. Today, for that, you don't need the newspaper. Now, a lot of things you're reading in the newspaper are not letzarech that. So if you're just reading other things besides what you mamish need to know for Shabbos in order to be able to get through Shabbos, so that. Newspaper has a lot of in the newspaper, magazines, Mishpacha magazine, all these things. A lot of information you don't need in order to get through your Shabbos. So it's very difficult to Mishnah Berurah. Matir Yitronim, matir newspapers. He even writes, Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is within and Kriya Saituk in B'Shabbos, Afshi B'Shuv B'Susi Yaakov Megav, Zayachin or Isrim. We live without that. So he, first of all, it sounds like Nelson Mishnah Berurah is not even happy with the heter of the Shvus Yankov. But even with the heter of the Shvus Yankov, Pitom, you forget about the Masu Matan. All the other stuff that's Tam Sichas Chulin. My heter was a bechla. Zem Eot Kasheb. I'm saying Shabbos, especially in Israel. You know, people come home, Baruch Hashem. Not people I know. that I hang out with, but there are people in this country who, you know, they go home with 3 kilos worth of newspapers. You know, they have big fat weekend section of Ma'ariv and the Idiot and the Makor Rishon and all these newspapers that, you know, a lot of it is also to read during the week also. Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch says, Sifrei Chesh, Divrei Cheshek. So anything that has, obviously, these newspapers, I don't know if they still do, but from when I used to look at the newspaper when I was younger, the pictures there are not appropriate for any eyes, any Jewish eyes. So it's also to read it Pasha during the week, and you know, how to buy Yidiyot Achronot, you know, how to buy Ma'ariv, Haaretz, all these Haaretz is Becha, besides the pictures, all the horrible anti-religious rhetoric, anti-Torah, anti-Hashem, anti-everything, I mean, that we stand for anyway. So, but people bring it home. They have a whole weekend to read now. You know, you have Friday night, Shabbos. In Israel, they don't especially have Sunday, but, you know, it keeps them maybe during the week also. People read it. But on Shabbos, how's it mutter to read these things? It's Sichas Chulin. But again, the Mishnah Berurah's head there is only Gabe Kriyas Itayinim, because you need to know what's going on. But the Shulchan Aruch explicitly says Melitzos u'mishalom shel sichas chulin. He forbids these sichas chulin. So when you read any newspaper, any magazine, it's molei v'godosh b'sichas chulin. It's important to note what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkot Nunches. So he's talking about history books that have divrei musar v'yira. Books with musar v'yira you're allowed, even if they're written in Laz, even if they're written in a foreign language, it doesn't have to be Lashon HaKodesh. So the questioner in this article in Yishuvun, editors, Rabbi Gottesman from the Upper West Side, so I'm an Upper West Sider from birth, so that already goes back. This article, on some level, goes back to my hometown. So amazing journal, really. Every edition has so much. Not enough hours in the day to learn what there is to learn out there, but we ask Hashem that He help us take advantage of our time and learn as much as we can. In any event, so the question is asking Rabbi Ribiat, so then how can you say that, strictly speaking, there's a quote, strictly speaking, however, pleasure reading is not forbidden. It's a negative Shulchan Aruch. How can you say such a thing? And he's mitzayin his makoros to the Ramah in Shin Aleph, Sif Aleph, in the Mogen Avrom, in Sif Katan Dalet. The Ramah there writes, Bachurim ha-mis'angim b'kfitzosam u'murutzosam muter. V'chein liru is dover she-mis'angim boi. So, if boys enjoy running around, jumping around, this is a shir in and of itself, it's mutter on Shabbos. That's what gives them pleasure. And also to see something you have pleasure in is also mutter. So Magen Avraham explains that there's a halacha that you're not allowed to look at duknos. You're not allowed to read captions, that you have a picture. And under the picture, you have a caption. So you're not allowed to read those captions on Shabbos. It says the Magen Avraham that the Ramah is referring to this. That even though you're not allowed to see these duknos, nevertheless, if you enjoy it, it's permitted. So the truth is, that's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is barachurim misayim kfitzasim mitzasim mutter. And why it's the Ramah? It's the Shulchan Aruch. V'chein liros dover shemisan gimboi. And then on that, the Magen Avraham writes, "Perish alf bishal seros duknos," like it says in Shin Zayin Sif Tezvov, "Mikol mokom eriyah oineg lo mutter lerois." The Habach perish the mutter lerois. The Habach says you're allowed to run to see something that gives you onik. But the Ramah, the Magen Avraham, explains what the Shulchan Aruch means, that you're allowed to, when he says that you're allowed to run on Shabbos and see something that gives you pleasure, when he says see something that gives you pleasure, he even means diuknos. He even means reading the captions. Because we see in Shin Zion, Sif Yud Zion, that you're not allowed to read captions. Shin Zayin Tezvov. It says in Shin Zayin Tezvov, Koisel Ovilon, Shesh Bot Sureis Chayos Mishunois Od Yuknos Shel Bnei Adam Shel Maisim. If you have a wall or a curtain that has different forms of animals, pictures of people, like this war of David and Goliath, the Koisven Zoit Suras Ploni Zed Yukon Ploni, and then under it has a caption, Aser Likrois Boi B'Shabbis, Rashi the Mishnah Berurah says, you're now to read this on Shabbos, lest you come to reach Dari Adiotis. So here the Magen Avraham is a chidush din, that if it gives you pleasure, then you're allowed to read something that's otherwise usher to read on Shabbos. Because it gives you pleasure to look at these pictures with the captions. So you're allowed to look at the pictures with the captions. That's how he explains the Ramah, which is a big chidush. It says, V'chein liros kol dover shem esanigim bo. It doesn't say that liros kol dover, that it's usher. He's talking about running. Mishnah Berurah already points out, the Bir Halacha already points out, very importantly, La'afukei Devar Aser Liros, like to go to their theaters, even on Shabbos, b'fadai, you're not allowed for Onik Shabbos to do an Isser. Also, if it's Aser to read, look at the Dikinos, you're not allowed to look at the Dikinos. So what's the big chiddush? So that's what Rabbi Ribi had wanted to rely upon. He said, look, I mean, Avram says it gives you pleasure to read the Dikinos, you're allowed to. So that means if it gives you pleasure to read pleasure reading on Shabbos, it's also permitted. So you're allowed to read storybooks on Shabbos and the novels and whatever gives a person pleasure, he's allowed to read based on this Magen Avram. Very, very difficult. Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring the Magen Avram. And Shin Aleph he doesn't bring. Shin Zayin doesn't bring the Magen Avram. And Shin Aleph he doesn't bring the Magen Avram. Shalat Siyum says that the Achron Amrdechim La'alocha. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't paskin, you're allowed to read Kedei L'Saneg. Again, he only brings up the Shita that you're allowed to read newspapers, and even that he's not happy with. We see from his Lashon. But to read for Tainig on Shabbos is Aser. Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down. It's a Chiddush only of the Magen Avram. In the Ramah's not Mashma that way. Other people learn the Ramah differently. And the Ramah only says it about looking at the captions. So, I don't know. Very hard to say. Also, in Rabbi Ribiat's amazing sefer, again, this is not in any way to detract from how great I think the Ilam Tes Melachas book is, but he references the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, 2947. Mashma Shem Shem Demei Ikar Adin Yesh Lehaka, Lain Shem Be'Horus. So if you look there in the Horus, you don't really see a kula. V'yanti shem v'lo mitzasi shem achorech l'kul yosem ha'shem v'vor b'shulchan aruch shem zayin yed zayin v'mo shet zayin ba'arus shem v'ayin v'im b'sifra ha'chachmas. So you're allowed to read chachmas according to one opinion. That's shem yed zayin. V'afilu shar sifra ha'chachmas aser. You're only allowed to learn Torah on Shabbos. Shabbos is for Torah, my friends. And then he brings v'yesh mishem matir. And there are those who are matir to read divrei chachma on Shabbos that's not Torah. What's the cooler to read the pleasure reading on Shabbos? That's not pleasure reading. That's Divrei Chochma. Let's speak about reading novels. I'm saying I know plenty of people do that on Shabbos, but reading novels during the week. I'm saying these novels are clean. They don't have nivel peh. I haven't read a novel Baruch Hashem in I don't know, maybe 30 something years. It's been a long time. When I was a kid, I used to like to read them, but from what I remember, not always so clean. And somehow, society hasn't advanced to the point where you can say, oh, now you can read them. So these shouldn't be read during the week either. That's a Dabra Pasha. So we'd like to understand now, what's the sharish of this head there? Okay, terrific. So now we get to the answer. La'ach, and he, the letter concludes, by the way, maybe you could be Mekel if it brings you to Yerushalayim. But if it doesn't bring you to Yerushalayim, just pleasure reading. And again, when you talk about, let's say, Mishpacha magazine, so some articles might bring one to Yerushalayim, but a lot of stuff in there is just for entertainment purposes. There's no Yerushalayim there. It's not intended for Yerushalayim. It's intended to sell magazines. It's a business, and they're allowed to make a. They're allowed to do business. They're allowed to make money. They're not telling people to read it on Shabbos. That is that. Lacher drisha shlomo atoiv. So Rabbi Rivi had a response. Hine et varav ani mim ra'iti v'gam yanti be'erot hava nechonim v'ne'marim b'tuv tam. He says, you said good. Vasher hisig ala heter shekasam l'dikrot b'sibri chovi tonim l'shem oineg. You were bothered by the heter that we wrote to read weekday books, secular books, and newspapers for pleasure. And the Shulchan Aruch Aser is Melitza is Mishalem Shel Sichan Schulin. And the Ramah is only Mekel B'Loshan HaKodesh. It would be interesting what the Ramah would say today about Ivrit. Ivrit is not, it's part Loshan HaKodesh and part a lot of other things. So I don't know what the Ramah would say about that. Another rabbi, when you speak modern Hebrew, so a lot of words mean different things that they mean when you learn Torah. So if the whole point is to enhance one's Torah and one's kesher to that, then, which is why we need to know Lashon HaKodesh, then speaking modern Hebrew is not going to accomplish that. I know schools do Ivrit b'Ivrit, but again, it's important to know modern Hebrew because, you know, a lot of things are written today in modern Hebrew, even Torah books. And you have to be, it's a mitzvah to live in Israel, and to get by in Israel, you have to know modern Hebrew. But to say that it's Lashon HaKodesh is a little bit of a stretch. In any event, the Ramah is only Matir B'Lashon HaKodesh. And even Asher Sifrei Chochma. Hine emes agid v'lo akhid ki kval tofsu al dvarai eilin shekot safti di mishur esedin eno asur likrutz l'shem tanik b'sfarm shel sipur ma'asiyas v'chayotzi b'zeh. And he says, you're not the first. Other people have also have tainas on me that I wrote this. And you're right. Achen meidach puk chazi mayam adabar. Look and see what people are saying. Ubiprat, he has a very interesting line that I like. Ubiprat hanoshim gam neshei talmidei chachomim asher roiv ruban adukim b'chol shabbos v'yomtiv v'kliyas itoinim v'kisvei eis charedim. Specifically, go out and look and see what people are doing. Specifically, women and even wives of Talmid Chachamim. In other words, what's the man doing on Shabbos? So the man goes to shul, davens in the 7:30 minyan, the 8 o'clock minyan, and he's done at 10:30, and he has some kiddush and some kugel and some chulent, and then he sits down to learn before the seuda. And he learns until 12, 1 o'clock, and then they have the seuda. After the seuda, all that chilling and kugel in his system, he collapses. He's out for an hour, 2 hours. Gets up, steigs till mincha. Mincha shal shudis. Shabbos is over. That's a Shabbos. But what are the women doing? The women are getting up for the early minyan. The women are avdafka. I'm not saying anything wrong with that. They don't have to go. The women are going through. They're doing Ramesha Feinstein on Shabbos. He was so busy during the week on Shabbos, he would catch up in the Daf Yomi. He would do his 7 Daf Yomi pages. So the woman's catching up on the Daf Yomi. Avdafka. So what is she doing? She's learning through all the Orachaims. Now they have the Orachaim on Mavur. It's easier to understand the Orachaim. Loved after. He says most Neshos Tamid HaChachamim are reading Haredi newspapers. Back they used to be in the olden days, the Jewish Observer, Alav HaShalom. And today it's Mishpacha, Bakihila, they have in Israel. They have that in English. And they have the Flatbush Jewish Journal, and they have the Jewish Press, and they have this and that. I used to get the Jewish Press in my house. They have mamish, you know, 200 pages in there. It's a lot to read, a lot of good stuff to read. So that's what the Neshos Talmid Chachamim are doing. Puk chazi mayam adabar. Look and see what people are doing. And they're adukim, they're mamish connected, Shabbos and Yomtiv. They're reading their itonim, v'kisvei es charedim, v'gam sifrei ma'asios, v'chayetze v'zeh lo pasku mi'al shulchan. And then they also have storybooks. So you can, some of the storybooks maybe are musarich. Chanuch Teller stories, or someone else who unfortunately just died. His stories, that the people was very, very popular in the Torah world. And okay, those stories teach you Musar, but lav dafka, not all the stories that the Rebbetzins are reading are teaching you Musar. What are they going to do all afternoon? They're going to cook? They're going to do laundry? What are they going to do on Shabbos? So let them read their magazines. Let them read their newspapers. Let them read their storybooks. And if we ask her, it's going to cause them a lot of tzar. Is that nice to cause our wives and mothers and sisters and daughters tzar? Is that what we want to do? No. We don't want to do that. We love our wives and daughters and sisters and mothers. We only want things to be good for them. A lot of them, unfortunately, are lav dafka going to listen. We know that sometimes there are isurim that come out that not everybody listens to. What can I tell you? Just today I saw in a certain chassidus, the Rebbe got up and he told them to stop using so much internet, modern technology. So a lot of them canceled their membership in these WhatsApp groups or Facebook groups, whatever these things are. I was thinking, where were you until now? Like, oh, until now you didn't know that your Rebbe was against you. Were you being involved in all these internet groups? So the answer is that they knew, but they didn't listen. Now they're listening, so it's never too late. What are they going to do on Shabbos? They're bored. I mean, I don't know. To say to them, okay, learn Navi. Learn Hilchos Shmiras Halashim. You want to give them something that they have pleasure from. You know, no offense to Shmiras Halashim. I love it, but not everybody gets such hana from it. But people like to sit in a Shabbos afternoon with their mishpacha, with all the nice pictures and the graphics and the various columnists and the stories, the serials, you know, they like that. They read, they talk about it, they analyze it, they write letters to the editor. So this is the way they deal with their boredom. Is there a heter? And that's why I brought the Magen Avraham. Because the Magen Avraham is mapir these duknos. I am prima gadim sham sif kam dalid. The Prima Gadim, not the Magen Avraham. The Prima Gadim and the Magen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold it that way, but say there. But the Shas Hadchak, we have a source for them. Mishnah Berurah isn't at the beginning and the end of Matan Torah. If you have other sources, so at least generally Mishnah Berurah is a Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael. Obviously, all Alek Chaizen from all the groups, they go to the Mishnah Berurah. It's an unbelievable thing. Ashkenazim, Sfardim, Taimanim, Hasidim, Misnagdim, Modern Orthodox, Open Orthodox, Haredi Orthodox, Right Wing, Left. Mishnah Berurah is the book. But in this case, not following Mishnah Berurah in order to find some sort of limud tzchus, like one of my favorite Tshuva Sfarim, the Eretz Tzvi, where we've been zeichah to have a lot of the shiurim from the Eretz Tzvi. So he's always trying to find the limud tzchus for Minhagei Yisrael that don't seem to conform with the Shulchan Aruch. By the scene of a hachi, why the fire at time of Dibri and Magen Avraham didn't real any will mutter the Chori Yishla Tumal Zed and the Simas Lashon HaKamon of Shabbos Lai Mashem Hachi. I ain't sure the Mevi Abraisa Ksav and Mahalat Tachas Atzur and Tachas Yikinos also the Chori Yishla Tumal. The Magen Avraham is against the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that if you have a caption under a picture, you're not allowed to read the caption. By the way, that's a big problem. Besides the reading stories you have in these magazines and newspapers, you can't avoid captions. Right? It's just everywhere. Pictures, captions, you're not going to read. You see the picture, your eyes automatically go to the caption. Even sometimes you don't even mean to look at the caption, but it's there. You read it. You read the writing under the picture. Rashi there writes, "Gon chayis mishunas that you can know it's b'ne'elim shal ma'isim kol mechom es David v'koyat v'koyisim tachte azet zuras chay plonis v'zet diugnas ploni uplonis." So it's mefurish in the Gemara. It's aser mehechi teisa the magen avraham. Why are people looking at it if it's not for pleasure? And so. So, Rabbi Ribiat's Mahalach is that the reason it's usher is because it's doyme l'shtari hadiyotis. It's like reading documents, business documents. And you're not allowed to read business documents on Shabbos because of Mitzvah Cheftzicha, your Chafatzim of Shabbos are not allowed to be like the weekday, or Gzeirah Shema Yimchok. But it has to be about business documents. So these are the lo asur al advarim sheish bem esek shel chafetz echol uksavim chashuvim v'mechlefi b'hem aval stam sipuri ma'asiyos yesh lam dlo nichlal b'zeh. There's no gzeir of shem yimchok and there's no mentzo cheftzicha and there's not gonna, nobody's gonna confuse a picture in a newspaper with a caption under it with a shtar hedyot. And these are just like easy reading. Says that these pictures are made to show wars, and then you have to think about them a lot to understand the tziur, and then you have the writing under it to explain what's going on. The writing is to explain, oh, and you have to think, is that really what it is? And you're trying to figure it. He's shooting him, and he's shooting him. In other words, these are things that you have to think about a lot, just like a shtar hedyot, right? Since the whole iser is because of shtar hedyotos. So shtari hadyotos are things that you have to think about a lot. But if, right, that's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. If you're not allowed to read these captions because it's Dom of the shtari gzera shem yikra of shtari hadyotos, but that shtari hadyotos requires a lot of effort. You have to think about it. But when you're doing easy reading on Shabbos with a magazine or a newspaper, so maybe that's what the Magen Avraham, maybe that's the heter. That's right. To think about it, you have to look at the writing. But some things that you read that don't require, and you're reading it in a shitristic way. And Tumas, I once saw someone said, there were pictures of Rabbanim, you're allowed. That's not what Chazal meant when they said you're not allowed to look at the picture. You see a picture of a tzaddik and it says under its name, it says Rav Moshe Feinstein. That's not what Chazal meant. So he wants to say that that's these melitzos and mishalom shel sichas chulin. So these are like things you have to think about. They're melita. Melita is like, you know, some sort of poems, some sort of, you know, beautiful language and mishalim and parables. So these are things that require analysis. But if it's easy reading, that's not like shtari hadyotos. When it says in the Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to read Melitzos from Shalom Shal Sichas Chulin with Dvar Cheshek, and we'll say for a man, we'll say for Mechavis, also because of Mem B'Shabbos. It doesn't say why. It doesn't say in the Mishnah Berurah why. And the Be'er HaGoyla, he brings the Makor from the Rosh, in the name of Rabbeinu Yoin and Tosfos, in the name of the Ri, so it starts with the Rishon, it doesn't even start with the Gemara. But that's Lav Dafka Mishum Shtari Hedyotos. Maybe that's because of It's not your chafatzim of Shabbos shouldn't be like your chafatzim of the weekday. So I don't know here if you can come on to this chiluk between it's easy reading, it's hard reading. This is not Shabbistic. For gam sha'al DSP, harav agoin Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg zetzal, v'shnas tofshin samach gimel. I asked him in the year 2003, I asked Reb Scheinberg. And he said that those who are makel have on what to rely. That me'ikar adin, it's mutter mishum tainug. Pleasure reading is mutter because of timing, like the Magen Avraham. V'gam diuknos likros haksav enes midina af agav k'dolo pashut kol kach. And he says even reading the captions isn't aser al pi din. El shelo rotz liktein piersum zel rabin bishmo. Of course not. How can he? So again, Shulchan Aruch says that it's us to read these captions, unless maybe he held it. The captions back then weren't like the captions today. This, but our pleasure reading isn't like nobody's going to come and assume they're like your business documents. Plenty of people enjoy themselves reading newspapers, even though they don't really need to know what's going on. They already knew. They knew about Erev Shabbos. They didn't know on Motzi Shabbos. And, you know, they read the news on, you know, 5 minutes before Shabbos. They went to a Yeshiva World or Arutz Sheva, one of these places. And now it's an hour and a half into Shabbos. They don't have to read the newspaper. They already know what's going on. They want to read this editorial and that editorial. And what Biden said about Trump and what Trump said about Biden and what Hillary said about Trump and Biden, what Biden said about Hillary and Trump. That's what people want to know. What he said and what this columnist said and what's going on here with this scandal, with that scandal. That's what people want to know. So you don't really need it, but people are making l'shem oinig. And it's brought in the name of Rav Yoshiv Zecher Tzadik Levrach, and the Sefer is Zichron Dror Yikra on page 344. That afshe l'chatchila b'vadei and likro b'yitoi. Don't start with me, you're starting with Rabbi Yoshiv. Rabbi Yoshiv said also you're la. I'm not suggesting you read newspapers, but lana also, maybe it's mother based on the Magen Avram. When we call Moko Malaf, Lamris, Kolanal, Vada, I love missions, Chasidim, this is not the ideal way of spending Shabbos. I'll tell us Shabbos is for Torah. That's why we were supposed. That's what we're supposed to be doing on Shabbos. We're learning. We're supposed to be davening. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Ube'emes kvar mizman nitrad libi biuhurei dvarim alzevin. It's the aldi al ma'amar lochori yushlam alashmid dvarim al din Torah v'losam from Yisrael Sedin. The ashe vade and roy limchutz neged amikim prat the nashim abanois. Become vade yeshlam amilismach ulay atzus chacham midas shtika. Yoser yafe bezeh orak loymar the noigim heter ain roy limchutz. In other words, instead of writing ahead there, maybe just say, don't protest. But you can't say, I made a mistake. Because you have the Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham said that it's mutter if it gives you oneg to read what normally should be usher on Shabbos. But if it gives you hana, then it's mutter. In other words, this whole... the whole head there is a predicated perish afal pisha usher liros yuknos mikomakome haria oneg lo mutter liros. Wow, so again, the Magen Avraham doesn't make a chiluk, our chiluk between shtar hedyotas. It's like a shtar hedyot, it's not a shtar hedyot, it's easy reading, it's hard reading. You're going to make them, you're going to come to read documents, you're not going to come to erase. He doesn't make such a chiluk, he's just, which again is a big chiddush against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to read the captions, and he says you're allowed to, if it gives you pleasure. And for now we want to extend that all pleasure reading is mutter on Shabbos, even though normally it's us. And the Tosefes, the Hezbollah, that yeah, maybe yeah, that wasn't what the Chazal meant. Chazal meant something you have to work really hard to think about. An hour reading today is easier reading, but then where do you draw the line? Sometimes you have to read. You're reading the newspaper and this and that. And then they're involved in deep political analysis. And besides the fact that newspapers are filled with advertisements, so how are you allowed to read the advertisements? Unless maybe a person, no, I'm not planning to buy anything. I just look at the advertisements for pleasure. But if you're planning to buy it, vaday that it's asur. And newspapers are filled with advertisements, and they put in your head, should I buy this, should I buy that? And they used to have in the Yated Ne'eman, I used to read that when I was a kid, so they had when I was a kid, a little older than a kid, a big kid, and they used to have the Musaf Shabbos, so there's no advertisements. I think some from publications have that they have a special section with no advertisements, that's for Shabbos reading. And the Musaf Shabbos, Taka, Yated Ne'eman, was for Shabbos. You have Sipur Gedolei Yisrael, you have Divrei Torah, you have Musar. So, interesting things. So that's, they have it today. And that's our Chochmah. You can get that in another newspaper. They have their Musaf Shabbos and great things. You look in the Parsha, you find, that Yortzeit, whoever's Yortzeit is that week, various Rabbanim, and they have stories about their lives. They interview people, Divrei Musar. So that's without advertisements. But if you read a regular newspaper, a regular magazine, filled with advertisements, that's definitely Masa Matan on Shabbos. Not only that, they have again in the newspaper they're going to be talking so much discussion about money and buying and selling and business. Mod kashem, mod kashem. You just read person. No, I'm just going to read the mutter stuff. But even for a second, you read the sentence from the asr stuff. It's also asr. I know there was a big rav, one of the rabbanim harashiim. I forget which one it was. One of the Sephardi chief rabbis. One of the recent Sephardi chief rabbis. Either Rav Amar or Rav Bakshi Doron, one of them. He said that he doesn't write for any of these parsha sheets. You know, they give out these parsha sheets in shul. There are hundreds of them. I used to brag to have one myself. But I saw there's so many. What do they need mine for? So I stopped writing it, and the world goes on. But they have so many. They even have a website with all the different, you know, not all of them, many of them, in English and Hebrew. It's a very interesting stuff. You know, it's, instead of reading a sefer, it's hard for you to read sefer. It's got nice graphics, and it's only two or three or four pages. It's not so big. You read a fourth. You read a story, and this. But some of them have advertisements. And that's also to look at on Shabbos. How are people, I don't know how they put advertisements. It's for Shabbos. I don't know how they put advertisements. There's one pamphlet that comes out every week. You know, it's like, I don't know, 30 in Eretz Yisrael. It's like 30, 40 pages. Beautiful, beautiful color. They put loads and loads of money into it. And they send it all over the country. But you see these advertisements week after week. It's very Zionist cheap. They have advertisements to go to Thailand, to go to the Bahamas, to go to this place, to go to that place, to go to Dubai now, I'm sure. And all these different advertisements. And, you know, they're so Zionist, except they're trying to tell you to leave Eretz Israel. Anyway, so he said he doesn't write this rubber. She said he doesn't write Divrei Torah for these Parsha sheets because they have advertisements. You know, they read advertisements on Shabbos. So you can even get into trouble with the Divrei Torah. Anyway, but we're trying to be Melamed Tzchus on Klal Yisrael. That's what we're trying to do. It's not saying that this is what you should be reading on Shabbos, but for Limud Tzchus. So for the Limud Tzchus, I guess you have the Magen Avraham and Pukhazi Maya Madabar. Maybe we can find other Limud Tzchus. That's why I ask those thousands, probably tens of thousands of people that read, listen to this year. I'm joking, obviously. I'm joking. But whoever listens, so maybe you can enlighten me. Maybe you can find other Atera for people. But I know for myself, I don't like to read newspapers or magazines or anything like that, but particularly on Shabbos, even though sometimes I have Yetzirah, you know, I'm tired. Start, you know, learning a Ketzos on Shabbos or even Gemara, you know, the whole Shaka V'Tarya. You know, you just want to chill out a little bit. You want to relax. You need some downtime. So, you know, you read a little bit, Yonason Rosenblum, you know, what does he say about the present situation? Yeah, maybe you open up the Mishpach, you have Rabbi Lopiansky. Ah, Lopiansky is a Kula Torah, Kodesh Kedoshim. And you have this, and you find a little bit of this. I have a little Yetzirah to look, but Baruch Hashem, I believe it's Aser, so it's easy for me to overcome the Yetzirah because I think it's Aser. But I'm not Neshos Yisrael. I'm not. We want to be Malamid Heter on Malamid Tzchus and Neshos Yisrael. Those people who can't learn, so you find. So what I try to do for myself, you know, you need downtime on Shabbos. So there's easy learning books also. Not every. You know, you don't have to sit and learn on Shabbos. You know, The Sefer, you know, Shelos and Chivas, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Shelos and Chivas, Avne Miluim, you know, you don't have to, it's heavy duty, right? You know, it's Gevaldik to do on Shabbos. But you can read, you know, read through Musa Sfarim, read through other things, you know, you can go online, you can download from the, you know, if you want to read the Ated Ne'aman Musaf Shabbat or whatever. So there they have, again, they have easy reading for Shabbos. They have stories and Divrei Torah and Divrei Chizuk. And so that's, something that one can do to make one's time go by. This, and obviously, when reading storybooks, if they're Divrei Musar, there's a book that I like to read on Shabbos of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. They have numerous volumes put out by the editor of the Kfar Chabad magazine of stories of the you know, mostly Moifsam and Divrei Chochma and Divrei Torah from the Rebbe based on the Psukim and the Parasha. They go through all Chamish Chumshei Torah, all the Psukim. Not every pasuk, but from pasuk they go for each week, numerous psukim, and then they have divrei Torah, divrei Sipurim based on that pasuk. And there's always divrei Musar, and you know, and Amun and Gedolei Yisrael, and Amun and Ruach Hakodesh. So it's always fun to read, you know, especially when you know Chabad stories are very dramatic. You know, behind the Iron Curtain in Russia. And he tells the shliach to go somewhere in Wyoming, and bring a sefer Havdalah, and then he meets a Jew. He says, "Oh, I was going to marry a non-Jew, but I said, if God sends me a sign and here you come to make Havdalah for me, I'm not going to..." No, it's really great stories. So that's something that's easy reading. That would be a Mutter on Shabbos, like the Mishnah Berurah says. If it gives you Divrei Musar V'Yira. Anyway, to get back to our story over here, So this is Rabbi Ribiat. L'chein b'madurot achronot shenitpesu achar shnas toshin samukim uveilach asinu tikun yofe v'loshen ha-sefer. So he said, listen, I made a tikkun in the language of the book, and this is what I wrote. Strictly speaking, however, pleasure reading on Shabbos, e.g., stories in Hebrew, based on the Ramad, it's Lashon HaKodesh, or containing Torah themes or morals, is not forbidden. In this way, he wasn't Matir Stam reading for Oinek. Because here we're talking about reading it in Lashon HaKodesh, or containing Torah themes or morals, and then it's Divrei Musar. So if one wants to read the Mishpacha, so again, it's hard to avoid the advertisements and the captions, but at least one should try to limit oneself to those articles and those columnists that have Divrei Musar and Divrei Hashkafa, and not and also other, the Jewish Press, the Flatbush Jewish Journal, and all these other, you know, from publications, Hamodia, and whatever it may be, to try to limit yourself, and not to read about the news, and not read about the latest chachma that emanated from the mouths of Gentile and Jewish politicians, but things that give you chizuk and Torah and Avodas Hashem, and Yerushalayim and Amun and Tzadikim. So many books today that you can read with Art School, Baruch Hashem, Feldheim, these different publishing companies, and Mosaic, and the Mosaico, whatever it's called. So there's so many books today of stories that give one Yerushalayim and Musar and Midos, Tovos. So then it's already going to be Mutar. You can read about Gedolim, so you don't have to revert to. In any way, it's so expensive. You know, someone's telling me Ami and Mishpacha. You know, I think Ami was Ami. It's this and this of every 24 shekel or whatever for a just for one magazine, for 1 week's magazine. So I'm not saying not to buy Ami, but. You know, for that money, for 24 shekel, you know, you could go to a used bookstore, you can buy 3 svarim for that amount of money. 4 svarim, you know, since they sell for 5 shekel, they sell a sefer. And also, again, you can buy Musa svarim and start as far as stories. Today they have Zilberstein's books, they're filled with stories and halacha. Also today you have, with the stories, you have halacha. Today they say that's what sells. They say it's stories and Soloveitchik. Those are the two most popular, in some circles anyway. That the people like, you know, people like stories. Stories go no matter where you are. And the Soloveitchik books are also very popular. But even they have that. They have easy reading, you know. They have, I traveled with the Soloveitchik. I gave him rides. This is what he said. I remember once I was in Boca Raton for Shabbos, and I read a fascinating book of somebody just telling things that Rav Soloveitchik had said off the cuff in conversation, you know, not his official shiurim, which are much deeper. So it was a fascinating, fascinating reading, and that's appropriate for Shabbos afternoon. In any event, sweetest friends, I hope we've added some insight. And again, I encourage anyone to join the conversation. Contact me, tell me. I'm really interested in this topic of a Shabbos reading. It's Nogat the Kol of Klal Yisrael. And I thank you so much for listening, and we should be Zeuche. Kol Ma'anig is a Shabbos. Nois no lach la b'limit tzorim. If you're Ma'anig Shabbos properly, you get tremendous, tremendous reward, bounty, and you get an inheritance without limits. So That's where we're going, but you have to be ma'anig as a Shabbos. You're ma'anig not yourself, you're ma'anig Shabbos. That Shabbos should have owning from you, from what you're doing. Amazing. Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you so much for listening. Sof davar hakol nishma et Elokim yira v'et mitzvotav shmor ki zeh kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.